Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant. For he shall grow up within him as a what? As a tender plant. And as a root out of dry ground, he hath no form for comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is displeased and rejected of men, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, esteemed him not. Surely he hath bore our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Neighbor next to you, say, neighbor, broken to be the best. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Let's read the scriptures. Tell a neighbor, say, broken to be the best. Say, broken to be the best. Hallelujah. Every artifact, every masterpiece takes time to be formed the way it is. Am I talking to somebody? And because of the spend on the craft, its value becomes more. Something which you did not take time, you did not take enough effort to do, its value is not as much. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. Am I talking to somebody? It is easy that in every 6 months, over 100,000 Toyotas are made. But it takes 6 months to just form one Rolls Royce. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. To assemble it all together, then craft it with all the pieces nicely. 6 months in the process of making that one masterpiece. It takes one seed from a man to fertilize one egg from a woman. That takes a process of for formation of that particular baby. And yet, it's still another process that from the 9 months of conception to that day of delivery, it's still other years of building to where you are today. And you are still not yet a complete product. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, God is not through. Tell your neighbor next to you, say, neighbor, God is not done with me. I'm still in the hands of the master. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. Do you have a few people who are here right now? Who are saying, if you look at me right now, and when you're going to look at me tomorrow, two different people, because I'm still in the process. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. You see, one time when I was young, I saw my mother, and if I believe we've got women in the house and a few people that have got sweet tooth like myself, and you can't wait until you have that final product. So one time, I was also always used to just seeing the scones as they were and how nice and how delicious they could be. But I never knew the process. So one time I just got interested, went to the kitchen, saw my mother busy beating it, margarine, flour, sugar, salt there, and vanilla essence, and all these things, mixing it together, and busy forming dough. The dough was not attractive. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. I'm looking at it, I'm like, what on earth is this woman doing? She's wasting eggs. She's wasting sugar. Just to make dough like this. And all of a sudden, I'm seeing her putting on the pans there. And it goes to the oven. And we had to wait for a few minutes. When they came out, they were now scones. But the process was not desirable. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. You mean me very well. The process that God is taking you to is not desirable. That in that particular process, men may look at you and criticize you. It is easy that men may look at you and write you off. It is easy that men may look at you and say you will not amount to anything. Because they are still looking at the process, the dough that God is busy forming with you. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. Look at your neighbor, say to your neighbor, say, neighbor, don't count me out yet. Because you have not yet seen the best of me. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, don't count me out yet. Because you have not yet seen the best of me. Am I talking to somebody? Am I talking to somebody? Never ever count somebody because of the process they are in before you see the final product. Am I talking to somebody? Right now, somebody can look at you and say, you are ugly because you're. Then there will come some years to come and they say, my goodness, is it you? Because they can't recognize how beautiful you are. They can't recognize how you look. They can't recognize anything about you because you are not how they left you. Am I talking to somebody? Am I talking to somebody? Am I talking? Everything has a process.
Oh, yes.
That's what the Bible says. And in the process of time. In other words, everything takes a particular time to complete a particular process. It is not forever and ever. There is a process to that particular thing. Am I talking to somebody? I remember we were with the guys and we were busy working the floor and the foundations and the roof and all of this. When we started digging the for the pillars to be erected. We were using just a small, you remember it? It was a small iron rod that we're using and a few spades. And the architect just came, took measurements, took a measuring rod. Brrr, it will start from there, extend to here. Okay. This is the length, this is the breadth. Okay. It will be a gable-shaped. And I'm thinking to myself, what is gable-shaped? And I kept asking many questions. I said, sir, are you sure this one will stand and not fall like the previous one? He says, don't worry, sir. This one, I don't do work and my work falls down. I don't do work and my work collapses. Hear me very well. It is easy to judge at the beginning of the foundations of something. Based on the experience you've had before, I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. Based on the things you've went through in the past, based on the places that you've passed through, and say, is this thing gonna work? Is this business gonna come to reality? Am I ever gonna be something in life? Because I tried this business before, it did not work. I tried this relationship before, it did not work. I tried studying this before, it did not work. Now, when you're into a new thing now, it seems as if the disappointment from the past years is catching up to the process that you are. And it causes many people to stop waiting on God. Process is a majority of people give up. If you go to the bakery, I tell you the truth, the bread that you buy for 16 rand, if you had to go to Sun Bake or to Sasco and enter the bakery, you will not buy it. If you were to enter the kitchen at KFC, how they're doing the chicken, you will come out and not buy it. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. Some years ago, I remember we were coming from a cricket camp, and we were so tired and so hungry, so we entered Pick and Pay. We wanted to buy some few donuts. Now, it so happened that where we were buying, they had opened just a slight door to see what was happening in the kitchen. We were just a bunch of young boys. And I'm seeing men and some few women there sweating with some white apparel on them. And one man just go like, whoo. And immediately I saw the process. I was disgusted of the product. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. The reason why you are able to buy the product is because you don't know the process it went through. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. If people knew the process you went through for you to be, majority of people would leave you the way you are. Because they don't know the process that you took for you to be where you are. Am I talking to somebody? Everything has a what? Process. And it is the process that's not beautiful. In the place of process, it is messy. In the place of process, it is never clean. If you go to a tailor, you will see cloth on the ground. It's filling the whole place. It is untidy, but when you see the final product, you'll admire it. If you be to be taken inside the womb to see the formation of a baby, you will not desire it. Am I talking to somebody? When my child was born, I was in the theater with my wife. And the doctors, they take the child out. Hey, congratulations, sir. You've got a baby boy. I'm looking at this child. The child is still filled with slime, fluids from the womb. And I said to myself, is this child an albino? The doctors laughed at me. They said, no. Your child is actually very good. That's the yellow-born child. Can't you see there? She's not albino. He's not albino. I said, looked at the child. I said, don't worry, we will not give you the child yet. We want to clean up the child. When the child was from being birthed and they presented the child to us, my eyes fell in love. I said, is this my child? What you need to understand is this. The process. No, you don't understand what I'm talking about. The process. Maybe I need to talk to you. The process was never good. The process was never desirable. But the product, if you ask somebody who is qualified and today has a degree, has a doctorate degree, has a diploma, whatever they have, if they show you the process that they had sleepless nights, if they show you the process of time they failed, if they show you the process, you would never desire the process. But the glory, but if you want to put on that sanamari, you need to also go through the process. If you see a man and a woman, rather majority of the times is the woman, right? When a woman is getting married, for the men it's very simple. We don't really do makeup and all of these mess ups. No. We just get with the boys. You sew your tuxedo nicely, and the boys like, yeah, it's your big day today. You need to smile. Don't worry, I'll be wiping you. If in case you sweat and you run out of words when you have to say your vows, I got you. For the woman, she has to wake up 4 a.m., do her makeup, stands in the mirror and say, I'm not sure if he's going to like it when they put off the veil. Are you sure? Is this makeup good? When I think, please fix it. You take time on that seat. The hairstyle needs to be on point. The nails need to be on point. So that when the guy opens the veil, he sees a woman that he will not regret to say, I do. But the process behind, what needs a process? When you get a wedding invitation, you get happy. Majority of us will celebrate. Oh, I'm going to a wedding. But you don't know the process. There was the hall that was paid, and you got there for free. There was the catering that was paid, and you got there for free. There was the decoration that was paid, the sound, the guys who play, everything. And all that you do is to sit there and eat. And you can even become a food critic. Hey, the pumpkin was not nice. But you don't understand that there was a process. Am I talking to somebody? Tell your neighbor next to you, say, neighbor, there is a process to my life. There's a process to my prosperity. There's a process to my transformation. Don't rush my process. Tell your neighbor next to you, say, neighbor, don't rush my process. I'm being broken for the best. God here tells a man called Jeremiah, says, Jeremiah, go to the potter's house. And when you go to the potter, Jeremiah, there at the potter, I will cause you to hear my word. Jeremiah rushes to the potter's house. When Jeremiah rushes to the potter, do you know what happens? The Bible puts it, as he was at the potter, he sees the potter busy forming clay with his hands. He's busy molding the clay with his hands. He's busy doing things with his hands. He's busy molding everything. And then he realizes one thing. And God says to Jeremiah, Jeremiah, just as clay in a potter's hand, so are you in my hand. I'm able to destroy you where you are deformed and form you the way I want you to be. Let me tell you one thing. Doctors will tell you one thing, that every child is born with a bacteria. There's a particular bacteria you are born with that causes inflammation of the skin, the mucus buildup in the lungs, and all kinds of things. But the bacteria breaks you to make you strong. As long as you spend time inside the womb, you will never know how to strengthen your immune system. So when the child comes out of the womb, the child comes out to harsh conditions, to the cold, comes out to weather, because they can't talk yet, they don't understand what to say. They can't say that the clothes on me are too hot. The only cry, the only language they understand is crying. They don't know how to say, Mama, the clothes are too hot. Mama, I am feeling cold. Put something on me. Mama, I'm hungry. I need to eat. Mama, there's pain inside of me. They don't know. The only thing they can do is to cry until they learn the language of what you speak. But the good thing is that the mother is patient enough and knows how to prophesy. But this child right now needs breast. This child right now needs clothes. This child right now has pooped on himself or herself, needs to be changed. But the child can't speak. The child does not know the language. The same thing is with us. We are spiritual beings in the hands of our Savior God. We don't know the language of God yet. The only thing that we know to do is to complain. But the only thing that we also know to do in the midst of complaining, we are taught, pray and let God work it out. Push until something happens. It may not happen now. It may not happen tomorrow. But keep on pushing. Keep on praying. Don't stop praying. Don't stop pushing. Don't stop working hard. God sees what you're going through. God sees the things that you are in. God sees the things that you are in need of. And the more you put it on his hands, the more he'll provide. Broken for the better. So it is majority of the times that we are in a place where we feel like things are not working out. And that's where we take ourselves out. That's where we want to quit. What we have read right now in the book of Isaiah chapter number 53, the Bible tells us a very beautiful story of Jesus Christ. It says, who has believed our report? He's coming to his own, but his own are going to reject him. He's coming to the very same people that he molded. Time to knit them nicely. Took time to get mothers and fathers for them. Took time to put them in their mother's womb. Took time to preserve them. Sent forth angels to encamp round about them. Protected them from death. Protected them from near misses. Protected them from being stillborn. Yet is going to come to the very same creation that is not going to accept him. Yet is going to come to the very same creation that is going to reject him. He came to his own and his own rejected him. When he came to his own rejected him. What did they do? They beat him up. Squashed him. In words, nonsensically. What did they say? He's Beelzebub, the king of demons. Don't see him healing like that. Don't see him prophesying like that. There are certain things that he's using that keeps him to be like that. You see him healing the sick. You see him casting out devils. 10,000 demons are going out. It was not the people that did not know. It was those that knew the law. It was those that were preaching in the synagogues. It was those that were doing everything. Hear me very well. Be careful of dogs when you come to the house of the Lord. Because the dogs are not outside, like Paul says, the dogs are the inside. Be careful of the smiles that are smiling at you, because not all are smiling. Some are waiting to devour you alive. We are not here to make friends. We are here to strengthen one another. How do you strengthen what is already strong? You cannot strengthen what is already strong because it does not need strengthening. If you are here, it means you are weak in a particular area and you need strength. If you are here, it means there's a particular area that's not yet perfected. It needs perfection. Am I talking to somebody? Just came to his own now. The Bible says when he grew up, his parents did not even have the money to take him to school. He will sneak up to go to the temple just to go learn. But as he was busy learning, he realized that the knowledge of the Pharisees and the Sadducees is too little than what he has. And instead of him being taught, he was the one teaching them. And they were marveled that such a young man has so much insight and education, more than the kids. School fees, more than the kids that have the money to go to school. Child, who is your father? He said, is it not this the son of Jacob, the carpenter? Indeed it was. The son of Jacob, the carpenter. Time went by. After fasting and fasting and fasting for days, he gets to a point where he goes to the temple. He's a man that has been always reading the scrolls. He's a man that has always been preaching in the synagogue for a long time. And at that time, they hand over to him the scroll. And he opens the book of Isaiah 61, where it was written about him. And after he reads the scroll, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he has anointed me to preach the good news, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, to deliver the captive, to give beauty ashes. And when he closes the scripture, he says, this day has this scripture been fulfilled in your eyes. And it was the Pharisees that said, sir, blasphemy. Are you trying to say you are the son of God? We saw you from your olden days. When you were the son of the carpenter, since when are you now the son of God? Since when are you now the Messiah? Now the anointed one. And the Bible says they took him, they wanted to push him over the cliff. And Jesus Christ left, went his way. After going to his way, because he went to his own and did not receive him, he's going to fishermen. These are the people who don't know the house or the temple, who are busy with their own affairs. They are busy with the affairs of fishing, making money and making sins and like nobody's business. And in the church is going to more sinners. I want you to get this part. When he goes to the sinners, as he's going to the sinners, he says, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And the fishers look at him, and they leave the net, they leave the boat, they start following. Let me tell you this. Who knows too much needs not to be informed. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. A man who knows too much needs not to be, because his information deforms him. Are you getting this? It is us who think we know too much. But when God is trying to remove certain things, we are too stubborn to listen. Because we feel like we know it all. We feel like just from Genesis to Revelation. We feel like we know the ins and the outs. We feel like we know the depth and the shallow. We feel like we know everything. Our eyes will be full of judgmentalism. Our eyes will be full of so much mockery. Our eyes will be full of so much gluttony because we feel like we know it all. Am I talking to somebody? God is not going to use you unless he breaks you. If there's anything I would want you to learn today, is that God can't use you until he breaks you. Jesus' brokenness was not just for him, but it was also for us. For what good reason? It is after he has been broken. It is after he's been shredded apart that we can see the beauty of what he carries. Am I talking to somebody? I wish we had ground nuts. I was going to show you something. Some years ago, I preached a message called The Shell. And when you look at a shell of a ground nut, very, very hard on the. But nobody cooks ground nuts to eat them. To eat the shell, rather. We cook ground nuts to soften what is inside. When you have the ground nuts, you don't want to make the ground, the shells, more smoother. But you want to make the inside smoother. Are you getting this, somebody? Are you getting this? Yes, we got Shangan. No matter how much you boil a stone, it will never become soft. No matter how much you boil the of the ground nut, it will never become soft. One then becomes soft, what is on the inside. God is not concerned with what is on the outside because the flesh can never change. The flesh is always looking for lust. The flesh is also always looking for jealousy. The flesh is always looking for gluttony. This is why when you go to heaven, you have to remove this flesh. It remains here. And what goes either to hell or to heaven is what's inside. And what God is concerned about is not your outside. He's more concerned about what you're doing. But your inside can be corrupted by the outside. If the outside cannot be changed, then the inside cannot be revealed.
The reason why you're going through everything that you're going through, it is not meant for anything, but it's meant to change the inner man inside of you. Am I talking to somebody? I used to be one person. I used to be judgmental. Very much. This one fell. This one did this. I did not understand. I remember there was one great man of God that I respected so much. Still do respect him. And I looked at him, and immediately when he fell into his, I went into defense mode. How come? What happened? Never. God has departed. God left him. Went into another man of God. The same thing happened to the man of God. They don't know each other, but the same thing happened. I said, never. The devil has entered him. God departed. When father, my spiritual father loved him. There were no signs of mockery around him. There were no signs of anything. It looked like a man from God. It looked like Jesus Christ. But I never knew the scripture that says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. When he fell into sin in 2020, rather than 2019, that became known in 2020, I watched that man, videos of him circulating all over. Sons and daughters living. Hey, this is the Branson. And I said, my God. Now I'm stuck in a place where I have to leave or I have to stay. I'm stuck in a place where I have to continue submitting with another person. And I realized one thing. You can search the whole world. You will never find a man that's perfect. You will search it. You'll go left, you'll go right. As long as you're looking for men, your perfection is not in men. It's in God. You see, even I, your man of God, I'm not perfect. Every day I cry, God, make me perfect. I don't want. That's why Paul said one thing. He said, pray for us. Of all of you, I am the greatest sinner. Paul. Paul. Was it not Paul? It was Paul who was bitten by the snake, shook it off. It was the very same Paul who said, I thank my God, I pray in tongues more than you all. It was the very same Paul. Was it not the very same Paul that saw Jesus face to face? The very same Paul. Was it not the very same Paul that had wisdom to teach the scriptures as that the people could not understand? The very same Paul. That it says, the flesh. He said, I am he that God took up and lifted him to the third heaven. And I was able to see things unlawful for men to utter. But when I came down, God gave me a thorn in the flesh. And I prayed and said, God, please remove this out of me. And God says, I gave you enough grace. My grace is sufficient for you. Because if I make it too perfect, you boast and feel like you are the most perfect and the most holy. I give you certain things in your life so that you can keep on getting on your knees and say, Lord, break me again, remold me. Majority of us, it is so easy for us to put judgmental faces. It is so easy for us to look at this one and say, this one is not holy. What are they in the stage for? What are they climbing there? What are they dancing for? They should be cut off. We are very quick to cut off. We are very quick to forget, but we serve a God. Let me show you something. There is a man, Pharisees, Sadducees. Can I have a few guys? Come. One lady. Come quickly. One lady. Stand here, my daughter. Can you sit down for me? Oh, bishop are standing. Bishop A to Bishop Z. All of them, get me stones, get me bricks. If you can get 3 bricks.
I believe they went. I don't know which house they knew, but they caught the lady. With somebody's husband. I don't know. They caught the lady. Give them. These are too small. They can't kill a peasant. It is fine. They caught the lady. And we don't know where the man is. And they come to Jesus and say, Master. Can I have one Jesus? Master, we have caught this lady in the act. That means she was already on top. We did not catch her after the act, but the act. No. There were videotapes that are there. There are recordings that are there. We've got evidence. We caught this woman. And according to the law, according to the Bible, it says such a one should be killed, stoned to death. Such a one should be taken off the existence of the world. But we want to know from you, the lawmaker. We want to know from you, the life giver. We want to know from you, is the covenant keeping God, because you are the one who wrote this law. Since you are saying you are the Messiah, what then do we do? Do you know what he says? He says, he who has no sin, he who has never committed any felony, he who has never committed any sin, he who has never done anything. Now, I want you to get this. Before you clap your hands, I know you are clapping, but you don't understand. These are the bishops. They are sins that are not known by the public. We are knowing them in the outer. They are white robes upon them. Nothing is done upon them. And one by one, if I was the one going to their church, I'll be shocked. My pastor, drop the stones. Pastor Judah, you also have sins. And he drops. Go sit down. There's the highly esteemed prophet Moses. Everybody knows him. He moves in prophecy. He moves in power. He moves in deliverance. And Jesus, you have no sin, you can throw it. And then he realizes, that night, I looked left, I looked right, no one saw me. But I'm in the presence of the Lord, yeah, I can't lie. I also have sins. Now we are left with one. The one we are thinking is the best of the best. Hey, this one has never committed nothing wrong in his life. You can check his record as a clean sheet. From the oldest to the youngest pastor, if you have no sin as well, you can kill her. And the man puts it down, goes and sits down. The woman is ready to die. She knows her sins that are before the eyes of everybody. But there are certain sins that are not before the eyes of people. Because they're not before the eyes of people, they look like these guys are holy. They look like these guys are worthy. They look like these guys are the best. They are holier than her. They are more closer to Jesus. Jesus is the first one who comes down to talk to them. When he looks, nobody, all of them have sins besides Jesus. He says, woman, stand up. Where is Jesus? She looks all around, they're gone. She looks all around, they're gone. She says, no matter. They wanted to stone me, but yet they also have sin. It is easy to criticize before checking yourself. Thank you so much. I remember there was a time in my life I had so many rumors about myself. Prophet has children outside. Don't go to prophet's church anymore. Prophet with women. Don't go to church anymore. Prophet has a child outside wedlock. Prophet is sleeping with his sons. Prophet is sleeping outside. He's gay. He's homosexual. He's bi. And I looked at the mouth of the people that were talking all this. I said, but I also have secrets over you. Of the things you have done, I've never said anything. I said, God, allow me to stand and expose in front of people. And God says, I did not call you to expose. I called you to cover. I said, thank you, Lord. I stood there. And God says, son, are you perfect? I said, Lord, I'm not perfect.
But of all the church, I'm the greatest sinner. Because that is why I called you. I will break you first before I can use you. Because if I can use you the way you are, you will be like the devil. You'll ascend up high and think I'll be like the Most High. I'll be like Jesus. But if you know that certain weak, I'll keep you to your knees. Pride allows you never to confess. But humility will see the wrong first before you go to another and say, Lord, fix me, mold me, break me. All right. I believe all of us are familiar with this. There's no white person or Indian, so we are all with this, right? Now watch this. What you buy from the shop is this. These are groundnuts. They look so good, isn't it, sir? When you're being called, this is how it is. But what you do not know, you are being called to being crushed. Not looking for the seed. He's looking for the crushed nuts. So you are happy. My sister, how are you? There's a call of God upon your life. God wants you to be a powerful man of God. And then you are so happy. Oh, prophet said, I'm going to be a prophet. How are you? Can I talk to you? You're going to be a wonderful businesswoman. Oh, I'm going to be a businesswoman. How are you? We are happy with the prophecies, but never knowing the process. After the prophecy, God blesses you and says, you're now ready. It is time to break you. You came to church. You were so beautiful. There was no gossip around you. Nobody hated you. Everybody loved you until crushing started. It pleased the Lord to have Jesus crucified. Now, I want you to see something. As I'm busy crushing, some are escaping from the pot. There are those who see the crushing and says, I cannot stand like this. The heat is too much. And they move out of the pot. But there are those that are still patient. Though you crush me, yet will I stand. Though you crucify me, yet will I be patient. Because I know my Redeemer lives. How many times have you been crushed? How many times did you feel like breaking up? How many times did you feel like going out? Now watch this. When the crusher is standing, when he sees that the pot is not enough, he does not go, my God, to look for more out there. He starts with the one that are out of the pot. He calls them back to the crushing floor, the threshing floor, to say, come back. But not all will come back. He looks for those who have sinned, broken, those who have been crushed, those who look like they can't come back, those who look like they're too good, they're too broken to be used again. He looks for them again and says, come back. I will crush you, yes, but not for the worst. I am making the best out of you. People will look at you, they will laugh when they're seeing the process. But it is the final product I'm concerned about. Busy crushing you. You don't look like it. You came with pride. Everybody should feel you. And God starts stripping you. He brings people that will gossip you to make you feel like you are nothing. Not that you are nothing. He wants to remove and unleash what's inside of you. Crushing happens everywhere. Crushing happens in the workplace. Crushing happens in the school. Crushing happens in the family. Crushing happens everywhere. It's because you're not good. You are being crushed to expose what's inside of you. But majority of people in the process of being crushed, we run out. I've been crushed a lot. I remember there was many times I told my wife and my family, there are many opportunities. Just relocate. My father busy calling me, son, How's ministry? How's everything? I'm very concerned about you. Why don't you go to the States? I said, but Papa, I can't go yet. The people that I'm serving, I love them too much. He says, but they're the ones that are hating you. Majority of the time, most of you will not know this. But there were many times I felt like going to drink. You have no idea how it is to hear rumors which are nonsensical. My son knows, he can tell you. How many times I could wish I could wake up dead and not come back again. There's nothing as painful as preaching and hearing nonsense outside and still come back and preach Christ and not the nonsense you've heard. I really understood it was the crushing process. People that you've fed, people that you've looked after, traveled miles for, nonsense about you like they don't know nothing about you. I said, but God, you know. Open with me to the book of Acts, chapter number 27. The book of Acts, 27. Keep crushing it. If you can actually crush it right here, it's fine. You come. Be the grinder. You are God right now. You are busy crushing. The final product has not yet come. So keep crushing until you are looking for the product you're looking for. Acts chapter number 27. For us, let's leave God to crush. Acts 27. Are you there, somebody? Verse number 35. Somebody read for me if you have it. Acts 27, 35. And when he had spoken, when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. When he had broken the bread, all right, I'll read it with this one. Acts 27. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks. After he spoke, what did he do? Took bread and he did what? What will God do? God will take bread and give thanks. Who is the bread? Jesus is the bread of life. And who lives inside of us? Jesus. So take you and give thanks. Father, I thank you for this one. Who has given his life to me. Father, I thank you for this businessman. I thank you for the worshiper. I thank you for the pastor. I thank you for the intercessor. I thank you for this person. After he gives thanks, what does he do? He breaks you. After he had given thanks, he broke the bread. It is always what God will do before he takes you up high. He will first break you. He will first crush you. He will first ask you to know avail. There's a lemon in the car I brought. Can I have it? Quickly. If there's a cup, is there a cup somewhere there? Can I have a cup as well? Breaking is everywhere. The problem is majority of the times when God breaks, majority of us crash. When the breaking happens, we crash. That is when we don't want anything to do with the church anymore. That's when we don't want anything to do with Christ anymore. And we go to the world, we will drink all our sorrows out. We will go to the world, the crazy things out. You are a fruit like this. No harm is inside of you. But we're not looking for this. We're looking for the juice. You're so beautiful. You come to church looking so beautiful. You have not yet met problems. And as much as problems might have caused you to come to church, but you never knew you're going to meet more God. And as much as you came like this, you never knew you're going to meet more troubles. But what you are looking for was not the juice. If you follow this as it is, when you go to the toilet, it will come out as it is. Did you know that you, as a human being, what you are eating is not the meat, is the juice in the meat? Did you know that what you are eating is not the pap, is the juice in the pap? Of intestines, what we call the small intestine and the large intestines. Now, the large intestines, they suck out the gutter. And the small intestines, they take up the juice. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. So the reason of your teeth, they crush. As you are crushing with your teeth have got what we call saliva glands that make the parts that you are crushing to become watery. As you are grinding and grinding, juice is squeezed out. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. Maybe this side will hear me very well. Are you still here? Are you still here?
Yes.
So thinking that I ate chicken, the large intestines will carry the waste, the bones you crush, the meat, the drumstick, the thighs, the wings, is what goes to the toilet. They never go into your body. What gets into the body is the juice. This is why the Bible says, men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth, that flows. What flows? Only water flows. So the word of God is compared to water that flows. He said unto the woman, he says, woman, give me water. And the woman says, you have nothing to draw with. He says, but woman, if you knew who it is that is asking you of water, you should be the one asking him of water, because the water you're going to give me, I'll still be. But the one I will give you shall be from everlasting to everlasting. He says, okay, since you say you've got this water, give me this water. He said, all right. Where is your husband? Go call your husband. And went to call the husband. He says, I don't have a husband. He says, right, that's true, because the one you have is not even yours. And you've had five husbands before. The woman says, I perceive you're a prophet. It was the water she was given that caused her to have life. Now, as you are busy eating, you buy the banana like this. Maybe I should talk to people here. Maybe here they will understand me. You buy a fruit like this. When you buy the fruit, what appeals to you is how it looks from the eyes. But it is not the eye that eats. It's the mouth that eats. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody.
Boys.
You buy the fruit. It looks so nice. But the truth is the eyes are not going to eat it. It's going to go to the mouth. The mouth will distort its beauty and crush it so that it can release what's inside of it. The eyes will leave it as it is. Let me tell you the truth. Come here, sir. A man who does not love you will never rebuke you. He will look at you with the eyes, because he's afraid he will crush you to fix what is broken. Remember, my father rebuked me many times. Majority of the people don't understand this. This December, my father called me. We're in fasting and prayer as a church. He says, stop the whole church from fasting. You are the one that needs prayer. But Papa, what do you mean? He says, son, you are a living dead person right now. You are the walking dead. You have allowed to cluster you. Very soon you will go out of the presence of God. Go you and fast. I saw my son here. Where is he? Prophet Jedada, I was not with you. December. I left everything to go fast and pray. He said, "Sir, what do I pray for you?" And the Lord and Papa said, "Pray that God remolds you, remakes you, reuse you, cleans everything, and don't return back to that old mess you were in." Nobody knew this. I said, "Yes, sir. I hear you loud. I thank God I have a father." Then he said to me, he said, "Son, I fell into sin myself. You see, I fell into sin, not just sin, but I also fell into depression. I never wanted ministry because my things were all over." I said, "Sir, the son, I don't want you to reach that level because you are going there." You see, it is easy to look at pastors and we think that they are supermen, they are superstars in Zimbabwe. They never have problems, are always strong. But I got that, I tell you the truth, I was so broken. Everywhere I was going, I was hearing nonsense. I said, "God, since there's so much nonsense like this, why didn't I just do everything that I'm doing? Maybe they'll be happy." The point of me about to do, that's when I had a call for my father. "Ify, boy, what you want to do will set you way in hellfire. Better for you not to have known the Lord than for you to know the Lord and go back to your old ways. Go pray." Majority of the people don't even know this. The first time I'm sharing this with everyone, my parents and my wife, nobody knows this. Sharing it to the whole church. So that you know, even us men of God would look like we're strong, but we also do crash. That's why you see men of God in the beer hall. That's why you see them committing suicide. The work of ministry is never easy. It's never easy. In one part here, people are busy celebrating with you. "Papa, I just got it." Oh, you are celebrating with them. You are happy for them. Another one calls you, "Papa, my mother's in hospital." You go to the hospital. The other one says, "Papa, I've just lost my brother." You are busy comforting them. At the same time, you also have a family. If you attend this one, and this one feels unattended, this one will say, "They don't love me." But unfortunately, you are one person. You can't divide. And I'm grateful for the old people in this place who understand the works of ministry. I was there, about to crash and burn. I said, "But God, if all these years you called me, what was the use of taking me out of computer science to go serve men that would be ungrateful?" And God said to me, "Son, that's what the cross was about. They crucified him on the cross. They called him Beelzebub, king of demons. Did he lose his salvation? No, because he was the savior of all men." Hear me very well. When you have carried so much, you will go through so much. Never be afraid to go through things because you know you have carried so much, you will go through so much. Am I talking to somebody? Crashing. This is part of the process. But as you're being crushed, don't be like these ones that fell out. Because they fell out broken, but you do not know what they are. Nobody will get to taste who they are, who they really are, because they came out of the pot before time. If ever you have cooked pap, you'll understand. Look, all granules of maize that comes out, you will never eat them. Nobody will taste how they are because they came up because of the fire. No matter how hot it may be, no matter what life will throw at you, never leave the place of faith. Your faith is not based on Prophet Ethan. Your faith is not based on anybody. It's based on the Lord. And another thing is, never count any man may have fallen today, but how they will rise, you never know. I bless God. I was part of my father's journey. In his falling, I was there, held him, supported him. I remember my parents are here today. My mother had an accident. That was 1998. My biological mother had a car accident. She will never walk again. Her spine was broken. Spine broken. She will never walk again. I witness, I respect my father with everything that I have. I saw this man helping my mother like a child that is learning how to walk. Day, and it will be worse. My aunt is also here, would come to the house, try to help mama walk. Watching the television screen, Pastor Chris Oyakilome was busy preaching and was busy declaring healing. There's a woman, you are watching me. There's a problem with your back. God says you are healed. Rise up from that sick bed and walk. She took her first baby steps after months of not walking. Started walking. Where the competition was, it 2018? The competition in 2018 here in church. Kala Fun Run, I mean, remember? She was running. She became number one Kabakegul. Those that still remember. But this was a person that doctor said she would not walk again. Never count anyone out. Because the one you think they have fallen today may be the one to help you rise tomorrow. What am I trying to say? The clock is not in our hands. It's in the hands of God. And God rises whom he wants to rise. He casts down whom he wants to cast down. You may be on top, but never think you are there forever. God can pull you from there and cast you down there. You may be in the bottom, but you're not there forever. God can lift you up from there and put you up there again. The only thing you need to know is, God, I will bless your name. I will lift up your name. When God lifted me up again, I felt like a new baby. I felt like a new person. Prayer, that was so difficult. Sometimes I felt like I was so weak to even pray. My sons, you know this. Would go for prayer. After going for prayer, I'll sit down there so stressed. Son, I'm hearing this about me. I'm here. Let's break the fast. You are eating. My sons were like, what's wrong with Papa? Guys, let's pray for Papa. But they did not understand. It was the crashing. Right now, I'm the one that says, son, you need to pray. Hey, Kaba Hazoto. There is nothing as good as being lifted up. One chance, not three of them to live. There's no repentance when you are dead. No. Well, you still have time to be alive. Worship God. Am I saying the rumors stopped about me? No. Some nonsense are still going on. Do I care? No. Why? Because I've been through the crashing. I know God was not looking for this. Let me see. What God was looking for. I want to break this a little bit. What God was looking for was the juice. But the juice, you can never get it without squeezing. And the squashing takes time. You will use your friends to gossip you. You will use your family to hate you. You will use people around you to treat you. Because you can never release what's inside when everybody admires you. You will need to crush you. You feel like you are nobody. You feel like you are nothing. But the Bible says, and David encouraged himself in the Lord. Think there was nobody to encourage him. He encouraged himself in the Lord. And rose up. I decree and declare. This say you are becoming victorious. I decree and declare. You are coming back stronger than how you used to be. More wiser than how. More glorious than how you used to be. The crushing when God is now done with you, you're a good crusher, sir. Okay, hold this. When God is now done with you, can I have another thing to put? Maybe a small bowl or maybe a tray. Lele. Okay. Oh my God. Just let answer my pastor. He can really cry. Would you believe that these were once groundnuts? After they were crushed like this, looking for was this. After he has achieved this, he says, come to heaven, come receive your crown. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. When you put this, Final process. The Bible says when he gave thanks, he took the bread, he broke it. It is God's plan that after he blesses you, he will break you. After he makes you, he will destroy you. The first product that people see is not who you are. This is why what your mother and father first see is not who you are today. A baby that was beautiful, but they did not know that tomorrow they'll be celebrating a business person. God keeps molding you and molding you each and every single day. He keeps making the best out of you each and every single day so that you can become the best of the best. He is not done with you. Don't conclude your story. Don't be depressed. Don't look back and say, I give up, because God is not done with you. The best is still yet to come. There's the best of you. There's the best of what God has placed on you. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
Every industry has times, but the tough people never crash. I remember the story of one lady we were with in the Holy Ghost Embassy. I think most of you know her, Zaza. Zaza what, Kunuti or something like that, I don't remember. The singer Zaza, telling me a story. She used to sing at Prophet D.D. Isaac. He said, a man of God, who were crushed. People will take advantage of you. They will take everything about you. You make the music, but they will give you peanuts. And they will take the lights out. She said, I was so depressed. And I felt like I should just quit singing. Maybe do business. Said, but I started my own women's organization. Don't remember, it was what? Women of what? What? That's just. Later today, you hear Zaza going all over singing. People are inviting her singing. Why? When the crushing was there, it was not there to break her, but to make her own record label. Today, she's being called all over. The crushing is there. Am I talking to somebody? In cricket with a certain individual, it's called Kevin Peterson, South African born. Born in South Africa in a place called Bilabila. Selectors in South Africa said, this one is not good enough. You will never make it to the SA team. The man left, went to England. But before he even left, recruiters from England came to South Africa, saw the boy playing, went to England. He became one of the best cricket players in the world, even played against his own country, South Africa. Benny McCarthy coaches for, what is that team that I was coaching for? AmaZulu. People say, no, he's not that good enough. Manchester United notices him, goes, now becomes the best. It is easy to crush in the moment of being crushed, but refuse to crush. The crushing is preparing you for better. You are being broken for the best.